Good morning, everyone.
大家早。
Thank you for the opportunity to be able to share with you today.
我很高兴能再有这个机会跟大家分享。
Sister Grace had basically to share what the Lord has been leading in my heart.
我们感谢神让我能够分享在我心里的一些感谢。
So I'll just share with you some of the lessons I've been learning.
所以我跟各位分享一些我最近所学到的功课。
For our church, this year is special for us.
对我的教会来说，今年是非常特别的一年。
And last month, I had the privilege of sharing at our combined worship service.
上个月我很有幸的能够在我们的合并的这个聚会当中分享。
So both the Seattle and the Eastside campuses got together at Magus Park.
在西雅图跟东区的正道堂能够一起在Madison Park 一起聚集。
And there were about 1,000 people that were worshiping.
那时候大约有1,000位弟兄姐妹一起敬拜。
And I was extremely nervous.
那时候非常的紧张。
And it was extremely hard to prepare the message.
我觉得在准备那个信息的时候非常的困难。
Because there were so many things that we could touch on.
因为有很多的事情我们可以讲。
What determined what a 40th anniversary should be?
这个40周年我们到底要讲什么呢？
It's a question of how we define success.
这个就是关于就是我们对成功的定义是什么。
I got to focus on how big a church we are.
我可以专注在我们的教会多么的大。
Or talk about our budget.
或者我们的经费多么的多。
Or the churches that we planted.
或者我们植了多少的教堂。
In the end, when I came up with the message,
到最后当我准备了这个信息，
I realized it was not aboutOur accomplishments.
我明白到这不是关于我们的成就。
But it was remembering God's accomplishments.
而是我们要记住神的成就。
You see, the measure of a church's success is whether or not God's presence is in the church.
我们怎么样衡量一个教会是否成功了？就是我们要衡量神是不是跟这个教会同在。
It is whether or not He is visible and active and working in the lives of the members.
是不是神在我们所有的教会的会友当中，是不是能够得到彰显，而且他是很活跃在我们生命当中
？So as we celebrated our 40th anniversary,
所以当我们庆祝这个四十周年的时候
，It is not about the 40 years that we can say we've succeeded in.
并不是说我们在这40年当中我们成就了什么成功的事情
，But it is.How God has been faithful to guide our church these 40 years.
而是在过去40年当中，神是这么信实的带领我们的教会。
And I'm thankful for the 40th anniversary committee.
我很感谢这个庆祝四十周年的committee.
Yeah.
小组。
I don't know 小组。And they chose a really good theme.
他们选择了一个非常好的主题。
They chose 40 years, one blessed journey.
他们选择的这个主题就是40年一个得到祝福的旅程。
And I think it's a wonderful theme.
我想这个是非常好的一个主题。
Yeah, by the way, I'll play the plug is that we want to thank those of you who have been part of ECC.
这边我也要感谢过去各位当中有许多人在 ECC 也是一份子。
Because we know that there are many brothers and sisters that built a good foundation for us.
因为我知道有许多的弟兄姐妹在 ECC 那边为我们建立一个很好的根基。
So I gave about 20 bags to Joe and Julie Huang. If afterwards you can go and pick up a commemorative bag.
所以我带着要给 Joe 跟 Julie 他们。
差不多二十几个袋子。Go and get them for it.
等下你们可以来拿。
But,The theme is very, very relevant.
这个主题是非常有关系的。
Because it helps us understand that we really still are on a journey.
这帮助我们了解我们实际上我们还是在走这一段旅程。
We will never be finished.
我们永远没办法达到这个尽头。
It's an ongoing process.
这是一个持续不断的过程。
And a church really is only successful when we see the Lord again and are still vibrant.
在这个教会是否成功，就是看我们能不能够在耶稣再来的时候，我们能够他能看到我们是不是还是充满了生气。
I think it's just as Mrs. Pong has shared, is that we will only be successful if we are faithful when Jesus comes again.
就像刚才 Ellie 所分享的，就是当耶稣再来的时候，他看到我们是成功的，那时候我们才是成功的。
And I want to share about how we can be successful in our journey.
我想要跟大家分享我们在我们人生的旅途怎么样算是成功的呢?
Because it is also important, an important lesson in our lives.
因为这也是我们一生当中所学的一个很重要的功课。
You know, a lot of times we can focus on our achievements.
很多时候我们可以就专心在我们自己的成就。
We think about, you know, my child got into an Ivy League college. That's an achievement.
你想我的孩子进入这个常春藤学校，这是一个很了不起的成就。
Or I got a job at Microsoft.
或我在微软找到工作。
Or I have good health and never broke a bone in my body.
所以我有很好的健康，我从来没有折断过一根骨头。
Or I have a wonderful 401k plan.
或我一个很好的这个退休计划。
These for us seem like achievements.
这些对我们来说都好像是某种的成就。
And it gives us that we've made it.
这好像给我们一种感觉，说我们是成功了。
But we understand that life is a journey.
但是我们必须要了解，人生是一段旅程。
These are not the end goal.
这些不是目的。
There's always another road, another path ahead.
好，在我们面前永远是有另一段的路程我们需要行走。
So life can never completely successful unless we complete God's journey for our life.
所以我们的人生不能算是成功，直到我们能够完成神所要我们走的这条路。
And it is a journey of God's choosing.
这条路是神所定下来
的。Now turn with me to Nehemiah chapter 9.
大家请翻开尼希米记九章。
This is a passage in which the Israelites were focusing and remembering their journey with God.
这段经文是讲到以色列人他们回顾他们怎么样跟神同行。
And they were reflecting on how they were walking with God and how God was faithful in their lives.
他们想起来神怎么样在他们一生当中与他们同行。
Nehemiah chapter 9, we'll read verses 5 through 25.
尼希米记第九章，我们从第五节念到第二十五节。
You read with me in English the odd verses, and then read with Brother Huang the even verses in Chinese.
我们用英文读单数节，用中文读双数节。
Okay. Verse 5, chapter 9. It says, Then the Levites, Jeshua, Kadmiel, Bani, Hashabniah, Sherebiah, Hadiah, Shebaniah, and Pethahiah, and said, Arise, bless the Lord, your God, forever and ever. O may your glorious name be blessed and exalted above all blessing and praise.
你唯独你是耶和华，你造了天和天上的天，并天上的万象，地和地上的万物，海和海中所有的，这一切都是你所保存的，天君也都敬拜你。
Yes, you are the Lord God who chose Abraham and chose him out of from Ur of the Chaldees and gave him the name Abraham.
你见他在你面前心里诚实，就与他立约，应许把迦南人、赫人、亚摩利人、比利洗人、耶布斯人、格加撒人之地赐给他的后裔，且应验了你的话，因为你是公义的。
You saw the affliction of our fathers in Egypt and heard their cry by the Red Sea.
就施行神迹奇事在法老和他一切臣仆并他国中的众民身上你也得了名声正如今日样因为你知道他们向我们列祖行事狂傲
He divided the sea before them so they passed through the midst of the sea on dry ground and the pursuers you hurled into the depths like a stone into raging waters
并且白昼用云柱引导他们黑夜用火柱照亮他们当行的路
Then you came down on Mount Sinai and spoke with them from heaven. You gave them just ordinances and true law, good statutes and commandments.
又使他们知道你的安息圣日，并借你仆人摩西传给他们诫命、条例、律法。
You provided bread from heaven for them for their hunger. You brought forth water from a rock for them for their thirst. And you told them to enter in order to possess the land which you swore to give them.
但我们的列祖行事狂傲，应着景象不听从你的诫命。
They refused to listen and did not remember your wondrous deeds which you have performed among them. So they became stubborn and appointed a leader to return to their slavery in Egypt. But you are a God of forgiveness, gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness. And you did not forsake them.
他们虽然筑了一条牛犊，并彼此说这是领你出埃及的神。因而大大惹动你的怒气。
You and your great compassion did not forsake them in the wilderness, The pillar of cloud did not lead them by day to guide them on their way, nor the pillar of fire by night to light for them the way in which they were to go.
你也赐下你良善的灵教训他们，未尝不赐玛纳使他们糊口，并赐水解他们的渴。
Indeed, 40 years you provided for them in the wilderness, and they were not in want. Their clothes did not wear out, nor did their feet swell.
并且你将列国之地造粪赐给他们，他们就得了西宏之地、西什本王之地和巴山王恶之地。
You made their sons numerous as the stars in heaven, and you brought them into the land which you brought, told their forefathers to enter and possess.
这样他们进去得了那地，你在他们面前制服那地的居民，就是迦南人，将迦南人和其君王并那地的居民都交在他们手里，让他们任意而待。
They captured fortified cities and a fertile land. They took possession of houses full of every good thing, hewn cisterns, vineyards, olive groves, fruit trees in abundance. So they ate, were filled, and grew fat, and reveled in your great goodness. Oh, that's it. Thank you. Today's passage gives us some characteristics of how to be able to finish the journey well.
今天的经文跟我们讲到我们怎么样圆满结束我们人生的旅途，给我们 一些指点。
The first that we can see is in verses 5 and 6.
首先我们可以看到第五跟第六节。
We find out that they are acknowledging the Lord God as the creator of the universe.
我们看到他们承认神是创造宇宙万物的主宰。
It is He that gives life, and He is the one who designs life's journey.
他是赐给我们生命的主，他也是为我们设计我们旅程的神。
So the first thing that we learn that the journey is dependent on God's plan.
我们第一个要学到就是我们的旅程是依靠神的计划。
Now this summer, my family and I are going to drive to the East Coast.
这个夏天呢，我的家人跟我要开车到东岸去。
It's part of my sabbatical.
这是我这个休假的一部分。
I have to get far away from church.
在我这个安息年呢，我可以离开这个教会远一点。
谢谢。I'm just kidding. It's not that bad. But if you look at the map,
你们如果看这个地图
，you'll find out that the roads are not straight.
你们看到这些路都不是直的。
You notice that?
你们有没有注意到这些路都不是直的
？Roads are not straight.
这些路不是直的。
If the roads were straight, I probably would have saved about 1,000 miles.
如果这些路是直的，我大概可以省下1000英里路的路程。
But you find out that there are curves in the road.
我们发现这个路上有转弯。
Now why is that?
为什么路上有转弯
？Why is it that there are curves in the road?
为什么路上有弯弯曲曲的地方呢
？Because there are obstacles.In the way, right?
因为这个路上有这个障碍。
I-90 cannot go straight because there are the Great Lakes.
这个 I-90 这条公路没法走成直线，因为它有这个大湖。
The builder of the road determines the route because he knows where all the obstacles are.
这个修盖马路的人，他们知道这些大障碍，所以他们照着去设计这个公路。
He builds the road so we can go around, go over, and go through the different terrain.
他们造这个路让我们能够绕过，让我们能够翻过，能够经过这不同的地域。
And that is true of life as well.
这在我们人生当中也是事实。
This is why verses 5 and 6, the Israelites started by proclaiming the Lord is God and creator of everything.
这也就是为什么在第五节开始以色列人承认神是创造宇宙万物的主宰。
He is the one that designs life's journey.
他也是设计我们人生旅程 的设计者。
So our life success is whether or not we're following God's plan.
所以我们人生是不是成功的，就是看我们是不是跟随了神的计划。
You know, when we reflected on our church's 40 years,
当我们回顾我们教会的40年的这个过程
，we know that it is not a straight line.
我们知道我们走的不是一条直的路。
And there were many different challenges.
有许许多多的挑战。
But it is interesting to find out that through all the twists and turns,
但是很有趣的时候，经过这些曲折弯曲
，God has been faithful.
神都是信实的
，and guide us and cross us through every single event.
神带领我们，也带领我们经过所有的碰到的事情。
This helps us also understand that sometimes those twists and turns is not to avoid obstacles.
所以是帮助我们了解，有时候我们碰到弯弯曲曲的曲折，并不是帮助我们来 避免这些困难。
Sometimes it takes us close to the obstacles.
有时候它是带我们能够更接近这些困难。
You realize that some of these roads take us near mountains and valleys?
你们有没有注意到这些路有时候带我们靠近那些山或者是谷？
How many of you would go on vacation to a flat field and says, wow, that grass is really flat?
你们有没有哪些人去度假的时候看到一片平地，你说哦，这片这个草地这么平？
You know, if we go on vacation, we go to Mount St. Helens or Mount Rainier.
我们去度假的时候，我们就到这个Mount St. Helen 跟那个Mount Rainier.
And sometimes, when we travel, we want to go see the Grand Canyon.
所以我们有时候去旅行，我们要去看这个大峡谷。
So sometimes roads will take us through toward the mountains and the valleys.
所以有时候这个路会带领我们到这个山，靠近山或者靠近这个山谷。
So we need to realize in life.That oftentimes the mountains and valleys are not by mistake.
所以我们要知道，我们人生所碰到的这些山或者谷，并不是因为碰到错误。
Sometimes God leads us to these places so that we may grow and we may behold His presence.
有时候神带领我们来到这些地方，是因为让我们能够感觉到他跟我们同在，也我们能够有机会成长。
There's a pastor up in Bellingham by the name of Gary Thomas.
有一个牧师在 Bellingham， 他叫做
Gary Thomas。
Gary Thomas，
and he loves to teach his son baseball。
他喜欢教他的小孩子打棒球。
And his son, one of the greatest fears was when the pitcher does a sidearm throw。
这个儿子呢，他觉得最有趣的就是他当这个投手，他丢球是用这个手啊，从旁边这种丢球。
So he's afraid when he's batting to get this pitch。
他当他在打球的时候，他最怕就是碰到这样的投手丢这样的球。
So what does Gary Thomas as a father do?
所以这个 Gary Thomas 他当父亲，他怎么样教他儿子呢？
He starts to throw sidearm pitches at his son.
所以他就学习用这个这种用旁边丢球的方式丢球给他儿子打。
And what does the son do?
那他的儿子怎么做？
Daddy, please don't throw it again.
他儿子说。爸爸，不要再求你不要再丢这样的球给我。
Is that what he says?
他是不是这样讲呢？
The son knows what the dad's intention is.
这个儿子知道他父亲的心意是什么。
So he learns not to be afraid because his father is the one that's throwing the pitch.
所以他学习到不要害怕，因为他的父亲是那个丢球的投手。
And in one afternoon, he learns to hit the sidearm pitch.
所以有一个下午，他就去打这种。
Keeps us close to mountains and valleys and to learn to trust in him.
所以有时候神带我们到高山或者深谷，让我们能够学习怎么样信靠他。
Because like any road, it will still bring us around, across, and over it.
就像所有的路一样，它能够带我们绕过、翻过或者是通过。
You never have a road that just stops at the Grand Canyon and you go right in, right?
你绝对没有碰到条路，它到这个大峡谷旁边停，然后你就。开进去那个大峡谷吗？
Do we trust in God's plan?
我们是不是信靠神的计划呢？
We must understand.
我们知道所有的试验是错误的。
And no situation is hopeless.
没有任何的情况是绝望的。
If God brings us near a mountain and a valley,
如果神带我们靠近高山或者深谷，
there will all be a way out.
永远是有一条出路。
Because there are no dead ends with God.
因为在神那边没有死路。
So in order for us to see, the first thing we need to understand is that it depends on God's plan.
所以让我们能够看到，就是我们第一件事情就是我们必须要依靠神的计划。
If we wish to complete the journey, we must stay on the road that He has prepared for us.
这段旅
understand is that the journey depends on God's presence.
第二个事情，这段经文帮助我们了解的说，就是这个旅程呢是依靠神与我们同在。
If you look at verse 19 to 21, you find out that God did not lead them on their own.
你们从19到21节，你可以看到神并没有离开他们。
He went with them.
神跟他们一起同行。
They shared, they provided the cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night.
神在白天为他们准备了云柱，晚上为他们准备了火柱。
Seattle, we have the blessing of heaven.
我们很幸运，我们有许多。
We should be reminded that God is with us.
应该每天的得到这个提醒，就是神跟我们同在，他在，他到无所不在。
He shared that His Spirit guided them.
他用他的灵来带领他们。
For 40 years, God's presence sustained them so they lacked nothing.
在这40年当中，神供应了他们一切所需，所以他们毫无缺乏。
Their clothes did not wear out, and their feet did not get swollen.
他们的衣服没有穿破，他们的脚也没有肿。
In the New Testament, we know that that is why Jesus came.
我们知道在新约就是为什么耶稣来。
God sent His Son.
So that 独生子差遣来让他们跟我们同在。
He paid for our sins so the Holy Spirit could be given with us and He could live with us each and every day.
他为我们付出了代价，所以这个圣灵能够跟我们在一起，每天与我们同在。
We do not have to work to go to God.
我们不需要靠着自己的行为工作来靠近神。
But God came to us.
但是神他自己来找我们。
And that is the blessing of the journey.
这就是这个旅程的祝福。
Too many times Christians just focus on salvation so that we can get to heaven.
很多时候我们记得我们的救恩让我们能够达到天。
And we only call 911 when we need help.
我们只有在我们需要帮助的时候我们才打这个紧急电话。
But we need to understand that God is with us each and every day.
但是我们必须要知道神是每天与我们同在。
And the blessing of the journey is just being able to fellowship with God.
然后这个段旅程的祝福就是我们每天能够与神一起相交。
When I was in college as a fellowship officer,
当我在这个大学的时候，我当一个团契负责人。
I had to go on my first visitation.
我要去我第一次的探访。
And at that time, Pastor Johnny was our advisor.
布凯牧师呢，他是我的指导员。
Sent me a map and this person.
他可以就给我一张地图，说你怎么样去找这个人。
But,He did something more than that.
但他做了超过这样子。
He said, let me go together with you.
他说让我跟你一起去。
So we were driving to Bellevue.
所以我们就开到 Bellevue.
And when, you know, I didn't know which turn to take, he would tell me which way to go.
当我不知道怎么转弯的时候，他叫我怎么走。
And when I went on the visitation,
当我去探访的时候，
you know, sometimes they just say, oh, my name is Sam, this is Pastor Johnny, and I totally did not know what to say.
然后我常常就是我说我杜牧师，然后接下来我就不知道该说。
He would fill in, didn't know what to say.
那杜牧师呢，他就会在我不知道说什么话的时候，他就会插入来，他会讲。
It was really comforting to have him along.
有他跟我一起在一起，我觉得是非常值得安慰的一件事。
And I could learn from him.
我可以跟他一起学习。
To the point where I could learn to go visit on visitations by myself.
直到有一天我可以自己单独去探访。
That's why to have someone with us is such a blessing.
所以这就是为什么有人跟我们一起在一起，这是多么大的祝福。
And we can be confident that God is with us each and every day.
我们也可以有这个信心，神每天与我们同在。
He will walk with us.
他会跟我们同行。
He will protect us.
他会保护我们。
He will provide us.
他会供应我们。
And He will guide us.
他也会带领我们。
The question is whether or not we're willing to walk with Him and to let Him be part of our lives.
这问题就是在于我们同行，然后在我们登。
Last year we also went on.
去年我们也去一个旅行。
And we drove to Houston that time.
那一次我们开到 Houston.
Now people would say, you know, you want the DVD player and you have stuff for your kids.
我们朋友就问我，你有没有这个放 DVD 的机器啊，或者给你小孩子玩具？
I said, we have no such entertainment devices in the van.
我们就说我们设备。
Because the purpose is better.
因为这个目的让我跟小孩子能够有机会能够有一个交谈的时间。
And the first two or three days was very challenging.
在头两三天这是非常有挑战性的。
Because you know kids.
你们知道小孩子。
When they have no toys, they pick on each other.
当他们没有玩具的时候，他们就彼此争吵。
You know, Daddy, he's touching me. Jeremiah's touching me. Or something like that.
比如说爸爸，你看他在碰我。
So you're sitting there, of course you'll touch. Days went by.
但是当这个时间过去了
，they learn to start to play together.
他们就开始学怎么样在一起玩。
And we learn to talk and fellowship.
我们就学习怎么样在一起交谈，在一起有好的一个相交。
God is always walking with us.
神是一直与我们同在。
The question is whether or not we are talking to Him.
是不是愿意跟神有个交谈
our friends or playing with our toys
还是我们只是跟我们朋友交谈然后玩我们自己的玩具
to finish the journey well and to enjoy the journey we need to enjoy God's presence
我们要能够圆满的结束我们的旅程然后能够在我们的旅程当中我们得到喜乐我们就是要跟神同在
Lastly, we must remember that the journey ends in God's promised land.
最后我们要注意的是应许之地。
Verses 22 to 25, it says how God brought them to a land they never imagined before.
22到25节这边谈到神带领他们到一个地方他们从来没有想象过的地方。
It was a land that was flowing with milk and honey.
这个地充满 流着奶与 蜜。
It said in verse 25, they ate to the full, they were well nourished, and they reveled in God's great goodness.
25节说他吃以你的大恩心中快乐。
You realize, when we go on vacation, a journey is always going to someplace new.
当我们去旅行的时候我们这段旅程总是会带我们到一个新的地方。
How many of us, when we go on vacation, says, oh, let's go over to so-and-so's backyard.
有没有人说要去度假的时候我们去某某的后院。
Or we've never seen the next street, let's just drive to the next street and just look at all the different houses.
我们没有看过下一条街我们开车到下一条街看看不同的房子。
A vacation is always a treat.
我们的 旅行总是带我们到新的地方看新的风景。
Because vacations give us a new perspective.
因为这个旅行呢就给我们一个新的观点。
So we can realize that there are new possibilities.
让我们能够开我们的眼界。
One of the toys that I really like as a sermon illustration.
这个是我很喜欢的一个玩具，这个可以好的这个
my kids got as a Christmas present.
这是我的孩子圣诞节得到的礼物。
Now this is just it's a starscape.
这是个星空的玩具。
On the outside are the planets, our solar system.
它这个外面呢就是我们的太阳系看到一些行星。
Is this all there is?
难道这就是这样吗？
Is this all there is? Because if you open
it, oh, cool! 你说打开你可以看到许许多多不一样的东西。
What's inside?
那里头是什么呢？
It's the universe.
这就是整个宇宙。
It's the universe.
这是宇宙。
This illustrates how many of us live lives.
这就给我们看到我们多少人我们是这样的过我们的人生。
For many people, this is their life.
很多人这就是他们的人生。
One must have a good education, house.
我们必须要住好的房子。
One must have wealth.
我们必须要有钱。
And this is what life is about.
这个就是他们人生的一切。
That's what the Israelites saw.
这就是以色列人所看到的。
Because all they saw was their life in Egypt.
因为那当时他们所看的就是他们在埃及的生活。
They couldn't imagine anything else.
他们没法想象其他的事情。
And that is why. Go back.
这也就是为他们想要回埃及。
In fact, one whole generation died in the desert without seeing the promised land.
实际上，他们以色列有一整整一代的人，他们在旷野死掉，没有看到应许之地。
This is all they saw.
这就是他们所看到的一切。
We need to understand that our journey is not taking us to our world.
我们要知道我们的旅程不是带我们到我们自己的世界
but rather it is taking us to promised land
而到神的世界
and it is so much bigger than ours
神的世界比我们世界大许多
so it's important to understand when we go on our journey
所以我们要明白当我们去这个旅程的时候
we must not be content with just what we see
我们不能够单单为我们所看到的感到满足
because God's promised land is beyond what we can ever imagine
因为神所大力所应许远远超我们所能够看到的我们单单为我们自己所能看到就感觉满足
How we define the promised land
我们自己定义什么样是应许之地
We will miss out on what God's promised land will be like
我们就错过了神他所应许的他的应许之地
There's nothing wrong to have a good life
我们有一个好的生活这是没有错的
It's good to have a retirement plan
我们有好的退休计划是没有错的有好的健康也是没错
We are a small part of God's promised land for us
但是我们要知道这只是神所应许的应许之地的很小的一部分
The question is whether or not we're willing to journey with God
这个问题就是在我们愿不愿意跟神一起踏上这个旅程
Are we willing to take the opportunities that God provides
我们愿不愿意掌握神所给我们的机会
As I was on 40 years,
我们教会40年所发生。
You also realize that I'm in midlife.
我也突然发现我现在也到了中年。
I turned 45 this year.
今年我已经45岁。
And I also start to think about my life as well.
我也开始想我的人生。
I began to count my blessings.
我开始数算我的得到的祝福。
You realize that if I only stuck to my own world,
开始明白了抓住到我自己的世界。
I never would have found my wife.
我就没办法找到我的太太。
Because she was in Taiwan.
因为她那时候是在台湾。
And there was a church deacon, Charlie Tang, who said, you want to write letters to this girl in Taiwan?
那时候有一个执事，有个堂执事说，你愿不愿意写信给这一个小姐在台湾？
I just said, well, I only want an ABC wife and only someone I can see.
我只想要有一个太太，我只要找到我看到的。
I would have never chanced to meet her.
如果是这样的话，我就没办法碰到我现在的太太。
I also have the blessing of having a fourth child.
我也因着这个祝福呢，我有了第四个小孩。
And those you know is that we adopted her.
你们大家都知道我收养了这第四个小孩。
And she's a little bit over two years old and a lot of joy.
他差不多两岁多。
Had not been willing to go into God's world, we would never have the joy of knowing who she was.
我们也明白到，如果我们不愿意到神的世界里头，我们就没办法领养这小孩，得到这么许多的欢乐。
And sometimes going through the mountains and valleys of life also teaches about God.
有时经过这个高山跟深谷也教导了我们，而得到这个癌症的这个试炼。
And those who know that my mom went through a stroke earlier this year.
你们也有些人也知道，今年我的母亲也经过这个中风。
You know, people think, you know, she served so faithfully. How come God went let her go through such a trial?
那有的人就说，我母亲她这么虔诚的侍奉，为什么她过这样的试炼呢？
You know, people just want
人都想说，我们自己能够安然的死在我们自己的床上。
I remember what林清美 Julia Chen said to my mom.
但是我记得林清美她讲跟我母亲讲了这句话。
My mom was in a stroke for 6 weeks.
我母亲她中风经过了6个礼拜。
She woke up for about a week and a half.
她有一个半礼拜她清醒过来。
And Julia told her during that week, one of the weeks when she was awake.
Julia 在这个一个半礼拜当他
卢师母 God turning your favor
他说卢师母这个神呢他是回报你
You always like to give gifts to other people and never want to receive presents
你总是愿意给别人礼物而不愿意接受礼物
So God is giving you this time for us to show you our love and you can't do anything about it
所以神这次呢就用利用这个机会让我们能表现我们对你的爱而 你完全没办法 you know, 抵抗
Now, I don't know what my mom was thinking.
我不知道我母亲那时候
Really, during those weeks, you could see how all the brothers and sisters took care of my mom.
所以但是你们可以看到在那几个礼拜所有弟兄姐妹这样的细心照顾我的母亲
You know, some of the brothers and sisters here also take special time to go to visit her.
我们知道这边我们教会里头有一些弟兄姐妹那时候也特别花时间去探望我的母亲
But through even that valley,You could see how God brought a community and how God revolved.
即使经过那样的深谷，因为弟兄姐妹能够在一起，能够看到神的旨意。
I wrote, or my wife wrote an article on the day that my, about the day that my mom died.
我的太太写了一篇文章，就关于我母亲去世的那一天的事情。
People shared, you know, because I had to preach twice, they said, you know, just give it to someone else, and so you can spend time with your mom.
那一天因为我必须有两场有人就建议让别人来代替让我能够花时间跟我妈妈在一起
And I share with people is that God's not going to let her die until after all the ministry
我跟他们分享就是神不会让他去世在我这个执事做完以前不会让他去世
So that weekend she stayed alive
在周末她就是一直活着
And it came
礼拜天的下午
I finished preaching on the east side
我完成了我在东区正道堂的讲道
And I went back to the hospital
然后回到医院
And I said, Mom, the ministry is done If you want to go, just go
然后我跟我妈妈讲说我在教会的事都完了你如果要走你就可以离开了
And sure enough, 8 o'clock that night, she passed away
结果在当天晚上去世
BecauseSaid, it's just focus on the ministry. God will care of everything else.
所以这就是一直我母亲跟我讲，你只要专心在你的侍奉上面，然后神会 做其他的事情。
And I realized that God was faithful.
然后我也知道神是信实。
It was difficult during those 6 weeks.
在那六个礼拜当中，对我来说是非常困难。
But through that valley, I began to see even more.
经过那个深谷，我就能更能够体会神是多么的看顾我们。
God's promised land shows something things that we would not imagine.
神的应许之地，他答应我们能够看到我们所没办法想象的一些事情。
Many of us want a straight road.
我们许多人都希望有一条直的路。
But if we go with a straight road, we often will miss out on the wonders that God has in store for us.
但是我们如果走这个直路，我们常常所为我们预备的这些奇妙。
A fine life by our friends and the toys that we have.
常常我们怎么样看我们的人呢？就是看我们所交的朋友，还有我们所有的玩具。
And we miss out on the companionship that God desires to give us each and every day.
然后我们错失了神他所要给我们，他要与我们每天同在的这个应许。
And when we define promised land by the things that we want to succeed, His promised land.
自己照着我们想要看到来定我们自己的应许之地的时候，我们就错过了神所要给我们的应许之地。
If we want to finish the journey,
如果我们要圆满的结束我们的旅程，
we must be willing to go beyond our world and be willing to journey in God's universe.
我们必须要能够超越我们自己的世界，然后到神所要我们走的那一段旅程。
We must be willing to travel God, not ours.
我们必须愿意，而不是我们自己的道路。
And sometimes that may take us through mountains and valleys.
有时候这条路会带我们经过高山，经过深谷。
Sometimes it may take us to a turn that we can't see beyond.
有时候它带我们到一个大的转弯，我们看不到转弯转角是什么样子。
But we know that God has a plan.
但是我们知道神有他的计划。
We know that God accompanies us each and every day.
我们知道神每天与我们同在。
We know that God has.
我们知道神有一个。那我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven, we come before you with thanksgiving.
天上的父，我们怀着一颗感谢的心来到你面前。
Because thank you for loving us so much.
感谢你是如此的爱我们。
Now, Father in heaven, you desire to be with us each and every day.
天父，你每天愿意与我们同在。
You are our heavenly Father.
你是我们天上的父。
And you have laid out a plan for our good.
因着我们的缘故，为我们。
We ask and pray that you will help us to see your presence.
亲爱的天父，我们愿你帮助我们能够看到你的同在。
To learn to trust in your plan.
能够学习信靠你为我们计划。
And be willing to look beyond our world to see your universe.
也愿意超越我们自己的世界，能够看到你为我们预备的宇宙。
Because Father in heaven, the world is far bigger than we could ever imagine.
是天父，我们知道你所为我们预备是能够想象的。
And time is not limited.
我们时间不是单单是在世上的70年。
But it is filled with all eternity.
而是充满了永恒。
Father, help us to crave and to covet your presence.
亲爱的天父，求你让我们能够渴慕你的同在。
And help us so that we may long for your promised land.
也帮助我们能够渴慕见到你的应许之地。
Father in heaven, we know that there are all of us face mountains.
亲爱的天父，我们知道我们许多高山和深谷。
But Father in heaven, remind us that the roads never lead to a dead end.
但是天父提醒我们，这条路永远不会领我们到死地。
But rather, they will always take us around and over and through it.
而这条路永远会带我们绕过、翻过，或者是经过。
Help us to walk with you each and every day.
求你帮助我们每天与你同行。
So that we may walk through those.
通过这些困难，我们是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。